Would you pray with me? Holy God, we give you thanks for your word. And we pray that we might not just hear it and understand the English of it, as it were. But we pray that we might hear it as the truth that you have for us. That we hear the truth of how we should live our lives. The truth of what it means to be your disciples. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. I believe it was the great Jewish comedian, Myron Cohen, who told the story of a man who went into a restaurant and ordered a boiled lobster. And after a little while, the waiter brought his dinner and set it before him. And the man looked at it, and he said, "What is that?" "That's the boiled lobster," the waiter said. "But it's only got one claw." "Well," the waiter said, "it's probably because, you know, it was in a tank or someplace and it got into a fight with another lobster and the other lobster disconnected the claw from him." The man looked at the waiter and said, "Take this lobster back and bring me the winner." Let's be honest. As human beings, we like to be leaders. We like to be first. We like to be winners. That's the American way. But I also think it's the way of most of humanity. You go to a commencement celebration, and what do you hear? You hear about how those people that are graduating are to go out and become the leaders of tomorrow. They never talk about, go out, become followers of tomorrow's world. They never, even in the church, we talk about going into the world and being leaders for Christ. Or at least that's always the condensed version of what is said. Winning and leadership are seen as good character traits, not losing and following. I'm reminded, earlier this year we had the dust-up between Donald Trump and Senator John McCain. If you recall, McCain was a prisoner of war in the Vietnam War and persevered and came home. And many people, because of his perseverance, consider him to be a hero, a war hero. Well, in Iowa, Trump said, "He's not a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured." Is that any different than saying, "Bring me the winning lobster"? We humans find it easy to buy into that need to win. I need to be great. I need to feel good about myself. And yet, listen again to what Jesus says in our Mark passage today. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. That's not a gospel we want to hear. We want to be winners, not losers. We want a muscular gospel. Not a gospel that makes us give anything up. Reverend Peter Woods, a Methodist minister, in a blog about today's Mark passage, shares an experience that he had with an old monk who was his spiritual director. He writes, "So there I was on my quarterly direction visit to the monastery, and I was in the throes of a classic martyr's pity party. You know the sort. You are the only guest because the pity party is all about you and only you. The music is all whiny. The lyrics go, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I think I'll go eat worms. The canopies are the dry crusts of self-pity, and the drinks are a pool of pathetic tears. I was also the keynote speaker at the pity party and was going on and on about how misunderstood I was by my conservative white congregation. How no one wanted to hear that apartheid was evil, and how no one cared that I was trying to help them be free of their oppression as oppressors. And Father Anthony never said a word. He let me wail on when I finished my litany that made the biblical book of Lamentations seem like it was written by a motivational speaker. Anthony asked a simple question. Are you a Christian? He said. Of course, I whipped back. What does that mean? My immediate response, impatient response, was, I follow Jesus. And slowly his robes moved as he extended his huge hand from the bell sleeves of his habit and pointed to a crucifix on the hermitage wall. Well, he breathed, look what they did to him. Being a Christian is about following. Following the one who was sent. And look what they did to him. Jesus is for losers. Losers who are hell-bent on following the one who is Lord and loving the same people he loved. The gospel is not about prosperity. The gospel is not about gaining a high place of honor. The gospel is not about personal success. The gospel is about following and serving. It's about serving the least of God's people. The good news, which is what gospel means, is about thinking of ourselves no more and no less than we would think of any other human person. That's the sign of a true follower. Now, in today's world, there are a lot of people who say that they are followers of Jesus Christ, but they don't follow because, again, they believe in that muscular gospel. That gospel that goes out and forces the world to believe. That makes everyone believe in the God that they believe in. They don't see that they are more like the impetuous Peter in our gospel passage today. Peter said, "You are the Messiah." Jesus ordered them to not tell anyone about him. And then he began to teach them how the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan! For you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Many today set their mind on a God of their own design. I think probably if we're honest, we're all guilty of that from time to time. But I also must say that this passage has a special resonance with me, especially on this day, as it was the passage my preaching professor in seminary used at my ordination 34 years ago today. Without realizing it, until recently, that sermon in that passage touched me and informed my ministry in many ways. But I will admit there are times that I'm more like Peter and want a Messiah of my own design. However, I wish to follow the true Messiah. I pray that my life will show evidence of that Messiah. The Reverend J.C. Austin, the director of Center for Christian Leadership at Auburn Theological Seminary in New York City, wrote a sermon, or preached a sermon entitled, "Following Jesus is for Losers." Now you kind of get the idea where I got my sermon title from. And he shares this story I've been told that at the height of the anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa, when Christians were literally suffering and dying for justice and redemption there, Archbishop Desmond Tutu used to gather his staff around him in the mornings for prayer. And often as he was closing, he would ask, if being Christian became a crime, would there be enough evidence to convict us? Now, the first time I heard that story, I was horrified. If there's not enough evidence to convict Desmond Tutu of being a Christian, God help us all. But now I think he was asking it to keep himself and his staff focused on who and whose they were, rather than just what they were doing. They were not simply leaders leading an important social struggle for dignity and freedom. They were followers following Jesus Christ in insisting that God's reconciling love transcends everything that tries to resist it. What does it mean for us today to say we're followers of Christ? And is there enough evidence to convict us of being followers of Jesus, the Messiah? Recently, I was talking to a member of our church who said, we're not being the church. We're spending so much time and energy dealing with financial issues that we have no time or energy to do ministry, to do mission. I have a hunch probably some people from Myersville Church might feel the same way. As I said before, it's not about us. It's about others. It's about the one whom we said we followed, we would follow when we joined the church. Remember, you asked that question, who is your Lord and Savior? And all of you in both churches said, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Is there enough evidence to convict you of that? Is there enough evidence to convict me? If followers are losers, then are we losers? Or are we still trying to win? For our sake, and for this Church of Jesus Christ, I hope we are doing a better job at being losers for Christ. Amen.